This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. On this election day, polls remain open in Arkansas until 7:30. KUAR will be airing live election night coverage from NPR News. I'll also have results of local races. Joining me this evening to offer analysis will be political science professors Heather Yates from UCA and John Davis from UA Monticello. Both join me now to give a few thoughts in these final hours. Hi to both of you.
Hi there.
Hello.
Would you agree that the most closely watched race tonight, at least here in Arkansas, is the second district congressional race? Heather, start with you.
Yes, absolutely, most definitely, and has been one of the closest watched races in this state since the spring.
Joyce Elliott challenging incumbent Republican Representative French Hill. John, any surprise from you to see this race being so tight? We've had the political polling showing that the race is essentially a dead heat. Any surprise to you?
Well, in regards to the polling, I think it was a surprise to many months ago when Roby Brock's Arkansas Talk Business Hendricks poll indicated a very tight race there. Since then, we've only seen that close proximity between the candidates in polling positions continue. And with that, we've seen some momentum from Senator Elliott's campaign and fundraising, both nationally and statewide. And we've seen Congressman Hill's support also nationally strengthen, as I think Republicans see that this is the seat to hold among the U.S. House delegation in Arkansas this year. And Democrats nationally see it as a sort of a surprise race that may be in their grasp this fall.
Heather, this race is getting a lot of national money pouring into Arkansas. What do you think in terms of how this is being watched nationally for Arkansas being such a solidly red state over the last decade?
So the implications of Joyce Elliott winning this election is historic for the state because the Arkansas delegation has never sent a Black woman representative to the district. And so that would be phenomenal for the second district. It would also be seismic in the history of the state. That's also why there's been a lot of outside attraction to the race, and there's been a lot of outside money funneling into the race in order to try to flip that seat to expand the margin of Democratic seats in the House.
And obviously, Central Arkansas is much more, I wouldn't say liberal, but not as conservative as the rest of the state. John, do you think that Congressman Hill underestimated what kind of challenge he or the party might get in this election?
I think Congressman Hill and his campaign staff knew that with a candidate like Joyce Elliott, who has a history in public service at the state legislative level, would be a strong opponent. I would imagine that Representative Hill would be a little surprised with some of those polling results that indicate a tight race. Being an incumbent in a state where certainly the last 10 years we've seen Republicans begin to dominate electoral politics, that would have to be concerning, perhaps, to his team. I think the story will be to what extent he's able to do well in counties surrounding Pulaski County. I think the real question will be, and we've seen this in the last decade or so, where the Republican candidate, whether it be an incumbent or an open seat challenger a few years back, how well can they do in those surrounding communities outside of Little Rock, outside of Pulaski County? In the last 10 years, we've seen that those races have really been won by Republicans on those margins in that district. Pulaski County has been consistently favoring Democratic candidates in those races. So that will be, I think, a real point of interest in this race.
Heather?
And to add to what has already been said about the second district, I'd also like to point out that even within Pulaski County, this race is really going to come down to the West Little Rock and North Little Rock too, because if we take a look at some of the more micro data we saw in 2016, that basically all of these neighborhoods north and west of Little Rock turned out for French Hill. So it's going to come down to some of those more micro targeted districts. And so this is really where the feet on the ground are making a difference in the turnout for each candidate in this district.
That's Dr. Heather Yates with the University of Central Arkansas and Dr. John Davis with the University of Arkansas at Monticello. Look forward to talking with you tonight as results come in and we see actually what happens.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
This should be a lot of fun.
It will be. This is KUAR 89.1.